Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Federal prosecutors in the Vance Belter trial are asking the judge to designate the case as complex, citing the massive volume of evidence involved, potentially hundreds of thousands of pages. The request would allow 6 months of preparation that wouldn't count against the Speedy Trial Act. Belter was indicted on 6 charges in the killings of House Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman and her husband, and the shootings of Senator John Hoffman of Champlin and his wife. Control of the Minnesota Senate is not expected to change following the resignation of DFL Senator Nicole Mitchell. Carleton College political analyst Stephen Shear says District 47 in the Woodbury-Maplewood area tends to vote Democratic.
Nicole Mitchell won with 58% of the vote in 2022. Both state representatives from her district are DFLers, both of whom won with relatively comfortable margins. One of those state representatives is running to replace her in the Senate.
Shear says a Republican candidate will win the District 29 seat of the late Senator Bruce Anderson of Buffalo. The DFL currently has a one-vote majority in the Senate. More than 1,800 Minnesota students are marching to the state capitol today to hold a rally for public education. Emmanuel Williams with the Children's Defense Fund of Minnesota says,
youth voice is important right now. You know, our young folks do not need to wait until they're adults. They do not need to wait until they have some sort of accolade. Your voice is important right now.
State lawmakers are invited to the rally. And authorities in Yellow Medicine County are identifying the occupants of a deadly plane crash Monday near the Granite Falls Airport. First responders found 43-year-old Mark Ruff of Dallas, Texas, on the side of the road getting medical treatment. The other occupant, 49-year-old David Dacus of San Francisco, died at the scene. The Minnesota Office of Cannabis Management held another lottery Tuesday, giving applicants a chance to get a cannabis retail license. OCM Interim Director Eric Tobel says,
congratulations to each of today's selected applicants. I'd like to thank the staff of Minnesota's Office of Cannabis Management for their diligent work in building both an industry and an office. I'd like to thank the Walls Flanagan Administration for their support of the office, the advocates and activists who campaigned for the end of prohibition in Minnesota.
75 applicants were selected for cannabis retail licenses on Tuesday. And the Minnesota Lynx are 21-4 after a 91-68 win over the Chicago Sky at Target Center. Nafisia Collier and Kayla McBride both had 19 points, and all 5 Minnesota starters scored in double figures. The Lynx are now 13-0 on their home court this season. The Las Vegas Aces come to Minneapolis on Friday night. This is MNN.